On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Four men have been charged with murder over the shooting down of a Malaysia Airlines jet in Ukraine 5 years ago. All 298 people on board MH17 died when the jet crashed on its way from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. Dutch investigators have accused three Russians and a Ukrainian of being involved. Elsewhere this lunchtime, Rory Stewart says Michael Gove, Jeremy Hunt and Sajid Javid should drop out of the Tory leadership race and back him to fight Boris Johnson. The International Development Secretary claims he's ahead of his rivals when it comes to votes.
I would say to them that I am massively outpolling with all the key target groups we need, with 18 to 45 year olds, with Scotland, with London, and we have to think about how to win an election.
At least one of the five contenders will be eliminated later in a third ballot. Mr. Johnson remains the favourite to win.
KMFM News.
A man and woman have been arrested on suspicion of money laundering on a second day of police action aimed at tackling drug and knife crime in Kent. Officers raided a property on Tunbridge Road in Maidstone this morning and seized more than £1,000 in cash and around £10,000 worth of designer goods. Assistant Chief Constable Nicola Falconbridge says Kent is a safe place despite a rise in violent crime.
We take pride in ensuring that we record crimes accurately. Knife crime, under that category comes any possession of any bladed object or any article such as a dart would also be recorded as knife crime. So we some of the rise is around our accuracy in crime recording, but it's also around the proactive approach that we take.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are understood to have sent flowers to a woman in her 80s hit by a motorbike in their convoy. She's in a serious condition in hospital following the crash in southwest London on Monday. A park in Canterbury is going to be mostly closed off at night in a bid to tackle antisocial behaviour. £10,000 is being spent on installing gates at the five main entrances to Dane John Gardens, and from next month they'll be locked between 10 p.m. and 4 in the morning. People living nearby say they're often kept awake by people living the nearby nightclub. Lib Dem councillor Nick Eden-Green says shutting off the park is the only solution available at the time.
You know, there ought to be other ways of doing things, redirecting people perhaps, having police, having security staff. There are other options, but it's a matter of getting the club to pay for them.
£1,500 worth of equipment has been destroyed after a storage unit used by a Kent football team burnt down. Crews were called to the blaze on the wreck at Church Street in Boughton Montchalsea near Maidstone in the early hours of yesterday. MPE FC, which has 14 different teams, lost a white line machine along with flags and goals. It's not known yet how the fire started. A yellow Met Office warning remains in place in Kent this afternoon after a night of heavy rain, thunder and lightning. You can see pictures and video of the storm at kentonline.co.uk. Looks like most of the county avoided any major flooding, but more rain is forecast throughout the rest of this afternoon.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Now, it's exactly 75 years since part of Kent were heavily bombed with V1 rockets from German forces in mainland Europe during the Second World War in what became known as the Doodlebug Summer. The first of thousands of missiles fell near Swanscombe in June 1944, just a week after D-Day. Joy Muggeridge was living in Strood at the time and remembers running for her life after a doodlebug stopped overhead.
I remember going down the dugout in the night, gotten out of bed and being told, when I say run, run, and he would have to run and go down the dugout and sit down there for hours on end.
Jill Upton was heading home on the train when a bomb dropped in Snodland, where she lived with her mum and sister.
I looked out the window and I looked across and I could see the silhouette of the houses where we lived with no roofs on. And I wanted to go, jump out the door, run and find my mum.
You can also watch our special report on this story at kentonline.co.uk. And plans have been unveiled to expand a seaside restaurant in Kent. Rock Salt in Folkestone, which is run by Michelin star chef Mark Sargent, want to extend an outside seating terrace. There are also plans for a new bar and access near the old railway viaduct next door.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk. Your local plumbing and heating leading experts.
Footballer and England defender Lucy Bronze insists the Lionesses will be looking for victory in tonight's game with Japan at the Women's World Cup. The 2011 champions ended England's run at the semi-final stage 4 years ago. Phil Neville's team are already sure of a place in the knockout stages. And in cricket, despite the wet weather overnight, play's been able to continue at Tunbridge Wells, where Kent are taking on Nottinghamshire in the county championship. The visitors have been bowled out for 267 in their first innings. A short time ago, Kent were 6 without loss in their second go with a bat, a lead of 48. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.